Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. This segment brought to you by Pella, your window to the world.
Interesting times, right? We talked a little bit earlier about some of the conflict that's going on in everywhere in the world. But something that's interesting that could really help a lot of people is AI, artificial intelligence. And I mean, you just something on 60 Minutes, what, last week or 2 weeks ago, and you read about that. And, of course, like Johnny, you mentioned earlier, even the writer's strike, this became one of the issues. I mean, obviously wages and benefits and all that stuff, but AI was a big part of it. And here in the state of Wisconsin, we're discussing this down in Madison, and we have our next guest with us, who is Lori Palmieri, who is a neglected representative. Of course, there's 99 representatives. She's one of the best. Who is down there and has been assigned to, she represents the 54th district, by the way. She's been assigned to the AI task force. And it's going to be tough on the radio, but tell us a little bit about what AI is and what you hope to accomplish to protect.
How big of a threat is this? Hi, Lori.
Hey, Lori, welcome.
Good morning. Yes, thanks for having me. Really appreciate an opportunity to talk about this. We've already had our first task force initial hearing. I think it went somewhere around 4 hours. Folks who are testifying from Google, from the NCSL, the National Council on State Legislatures, and Adobe, and a private businessman. So we learned a lot in that first hearing. You know, I think that it's important to talk about the fact that AI is kind of a broad umbrella. And, you know, there are different levels of AI. You know, you've got this kind of narrow level, a general level, and what they call the ASI, the super intelligence, right? What's interesting to me is, you know, 25 states and Puerto Rico and DC have introduced legislation around this topic. So far, 15 states and Puerto Rico included have enacted or adopted resolutions around AI. And, you know, they really, really, in that first hearing, got into the super weeds, I would call it, you know, on machine learning and distinctions about generative AI and where we're at today. We're still in this kind of lower or narrower scope of AI as a subtype, and just kind of on the cusp, if you will, of getting more into that general level.
So I just want to ask, Lori, these resolutions that were passed, like, you know, resolutions are whereas, but therefore be it resolved. What's the gist? What is the resolution? What's the bottom line? Is it protecting? Is it promoting it? What does the resolution speak to?
So these, I was referring to resolutions and actual statutes that have been passed in other states, but what we're doing here in Wisconsin is we're like right at the beginning stages of exploring this. Now, the task force is charged with making, you know, some recommendations. Basically, we're holding 4 public hearings, all right? The first one we had on the 12th, and there'll be another one. And this is open to the public, anyone who's interested in this topic and wants to testify or you know, weigh in on this. November 1st, actually up in your neck of the woods in Green Bay at Titletown Tech at noon, will be the next public hearing. There will be another one November 15th and in Stout. And then December 6th will be the final one in Madison. So the idea is to go out throughout the state, listen, hear, understand, and to come up with some recommendations by the end of the year for further action.
What's the biggest danger with AI?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. It's kind of, I think about this a little bit like the very thing that attracts you to your partner or spouse can end up being the thing that you hate, right? I suppose, you know, some of the concerns are around issues like data privacy and protection, bias, discrimination, transparency, accountability, liability. Some folks have talked about competition, but the biggest, I think, concern that comes out of this is kind of the ethical side of it and workforce impact, right? So, you know, these kinds of areas, I think, are what we're starting to hear about in the first hearing. I'm sure we'll hear more from folks as we go on with these others. But yeah, folks are concerned about whether or not, you know, facial recognition in a job interview will somehow, you know, screen them out, or will they be replaced? You know, that's really, I think, what some of the gists that we're starting to kind of formulate, but we're trying not to have any pre-judging on this, right? Although I will say I have a stack of NCSL statutes and pending legislation from other states that we're reviewing those as well. Because, you know, what works for North Dakota may not work for Wisconsin. And speaking of North Dakota, they actually defined, or I should say they enacted a definition of a person. Okay, so this is basically, I think, saying what AI is not. It is not a person. But the way that they phrased it was, you know, a person is an individual, an organization, a government, political subdivision, or government agency, but it does not include environmental elements, AI, animals, or inanimate objects. So it's kind of interesting. A lot of this is going to be, you know, really fleshed out about definitions.
That's, yeah, I can see why someone is saying that. That's I haven't really thought about it in that. I think there's a lot of positives to AI, a lot, and especially in medical, diagnosis, timing. You can get a team of people that takes weeks, and AI can, with the algorithms they put in and with the different levels they go through, can come up with a diagnosis a lot. I don't know. I just, what I read, and I just think I don't think we should be afraid of it. I think we should kind of embrace it, but like you said, have some guardrails on it. But I think it's
guardrails, and you know, I think the interesting thing is too, you know, my husband teaches at the university, and we'd been having conversations off and on about the use of AI, ChatGPT, some of these other things, you know, in the academic world, and of course, you know, professors are concerned about plagiarism, but, you know, he's teaching it in a way, and I hear this from other teachers who are interested in working with it, not against it. And I think that's a really good premise to start with, that how can this tool be used in a way to help people, right? And not harm.
Right.
What is the biggest benefit to it, do you think? What can you see as potentially being the biggest benefit to on an everyday basis to a person?
I would say time savings, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Freeing you up to be producing or engaging in other more productive and meaningful lives.
At this listening session that you're going to have here in Titletown Tech, which is, that's an appropriate place to have it, on November 1st, is it an invite only? Is it anybody? And then what did people, this is the second one you're doing. What did people say at the first one? Was it more, were they there to learn, or did they have opinions on what we should or should not do?
Yeah, so that was, it was open to the public, and as will be this one. And there were specific invited folks, but after those folks finished, there was an open invitation for others who had an interest in sharing. And we did have one gentleman who talked about this coming from like the banking industry and that. And, you know, for the most part, like you said, it's pretty positive at this point. I think that when we get to our second hearing, I don't yet know the list of invited folks, but certainly want to encourage others to attend and weigh in. But it was mostly a sharing of information for the task force to be able to ask questions and, you know, take a little deeper dive. And just start to kind of assimilate this information and, you know, what this means for the state of Wisconsin moving forward.
So you're an assembly representative. What is your task force made of? And then did your task force get, do you have some objectives? Do you, or is this learning thing? I'm just wondering what your committee, what you hope to accomplish with the task force and the timing on it. Did the governor assign this or was that done by speaker's office? How did this whole thing get going?
Well, I'll tell you from my perspective, you know, I got an email from leadership saying, hey, this task force, the speaker's task force has been created. I think it was the day before the speaker's task force, the governor actually had created one. I'm not sure what the status of that one is right at this moment. But it was an invitation for folks who were interested in being on the task force. And I will tell you, I am not an expert in this area whatsoever, but I'm very, very interested in learning about learning, meta learning, right? And so I just volunteered. I didn't really know that I would be selected, but then I was. And so we've been asked to, like I say, hold these hearings around the state. The chair of the committee is Nate Gustafson, who so far has really kind of, I think, led the charge, but we don't have specifics as to what we're supposed to produce at the end other than recommendations.
Right.
Well, I suspect that we'll end up with a recommendation to continue in some fashion.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. And that we're going to be embracing this. Thank you for your efforts on this. We look forward to a follow-up after November 1st. You know, let's get you back on here and tell us what
Absolutely.
We did here. All right, keep up the good work.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here at 721 on WGBW WISS. In Green Bay and Oshkosh, 46 degrees in Green Bay, 47 in Appleton. Oshkosh not reporting today. We'll guess it's right between 45 and 48, I would say. Wouldn't you?
It's coming.
47, there we go.
There you go.
Very nicely done. You know, one of the things, too, and just one more thing I just want to say about that AI, in regards to that, it's like, how bad could this be or how good could this be?
Right.
What would be the both parameters? What would be the worst thing possible with this? What would be the best thing possible for this?
The worst thing is and the fear is that they'll control us.
How can it?
That's what everybody says. And I think I would ask our listeners and you to tune into 60 Minutes 2 weeks ago. A guy from England was on, and Scott Pelley, the buggy-eyed guy, asked him, could we be working for them? And the guy, and he was like the author of AI, he's self-proclaimed, but he said, yeah, we could. So, yeah, I don't know, Johnny, I don't know enough about it, and we didn't get a whole lot of, it's so broad, like she said, you know, there's a narrow lane, a wider lane, and then there's whole 30,000-foot level on AI. But it's artificial intelligence where it takes a lot of data and goes through these different levels and in a short period of time gives you the best answer. And like Todd put in today, well, I think I told you yesterday, that guy said, I got a pair of shoes I want to sell. Plugged it into AI. Came out that he lost a daughter. You know, it wasn't, and just this emotional tie-in. And I think what AI knew was that people will buy these shoes based more on emotion than this certain type of leather or these certain type. And
crazy.
And it was, and the lady who was like, oh my God, you know, and it was, this was seconds. But AI, what I'm hopeful for in AI is, you know, this is whole medical, what it could do to diagnose people and maybe cure some things, because, you know, emotion gets involved, and I think the emotion is out of that. So I don't know. I don't know enough about it, but I'm very, very interested in that. And I think, you know, Lori was helpful. I think I want to try to attend that thing at Titletown and hear what people have to say. I would like to see Wisconsin embrace AI, become a leader in using that technology to better our economy and better our healthcare. But I don't know. It's new. It's scary. But, you know, to put your head in the sand is not the answer. To embrace it, that is the answer. And I hope we do that.
But that's what the screenwriters were worried about, that they would just, like, type in a, so-and-so falls off a bridge and so-and-so's chasing them, and boom, take it from there.
Right. And then they do it. AI does it in minutes. And or else you have this team of people sitting around the table writing these sitcoms, and AI can do that. And they're like, look, if AI starts doing this stuff, and the show's successful, we want a piece of that.
And then when she's talking about plagiarism, where somebody can just type in, I need to do a paper on, you know, Ben Franklin or something, and boom.
I don't know. And you know, we talk about that at TC too, with that chat GPT. There's ways to, there are readers that will tell you if something's plagiarized. So I don't know if that doesn't scare me. I mean, kids, we've been plagiarizing
forever. Right? No disrespect. Yeah.
I mean,
I think we all have. We say, oh man, the paper's due tomorrow.
Right. So is plagiarism the reason not to embrace something as creative as AI? But I'm way out of my league here. But I think it's an interesting topic, and I think if our job is to kind of educate and entertain, I think AI is something
we
can talk about.
I don't think these are great days and times to be a teacher, whether at college or high school. I mean, college, it's unbelievable. You talk about how many layoffs there were at Oshkosh in different places. Now I just saw a thing that UW-Wisconsin, a couple of their branches, there'll be no live in-house instructors. I mean, high schools are talking about closing, a quarter of the schools around Green Bay before too much longer? Mm-hmm. These are got to be tough times to be a teacher or a professor.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
But, you know, for what they're paying me, they'll be all right. Here's the problem with, I don't know, we shouldn't offer our opinions here, but.
Well, go ahead. That's
not the answer to go to online or to close stuff. People learn more, I think, and I've told you that. I much prefer in-studio guests than these phone and Zoom guests, although I'm fine with that. I just, you know, in-person classroom teaching, the reaction you get from students and the discussion you get it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited. I start teaching next Wednesday and two classes.
I can't concentrate with somebody on a Zoom call or whatever. I just start wandering. My head does.
It's tough on the teacher too, Johnny.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I do not like teaching online.
I don't blame you.
So can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So you don't like the impersonal side of that?
No.
I think that's where a lot of people are thinking of AI as well. Like, you know, how much of that will go to an AI source for teaching and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
As people like John and I in radio all these years, there's a talent there. There's some, you know, creativity. Mm-hmm. Will that all go away? Because they can replace your voices too. This is Jim Schmidt, former mayor of Green Bay.
I put the lights on the bridges. Don't you ever forget it, you beasters.
And I let them on, too. So.
Exactly,
I don't know, you guys. I think it's one of those half full, half empty glasses. And I think Johnny's right about teaching, though. I'm a little worried about education. And the numbers aren't going our way.
Not at all.
Just you talk about the ATC scores, which, you know, are getting down to where you were, which is
better than you. Let's not forget that. Okay.
So
you should not have told me that.
And there's a couple.
But
things.
I know of two colleges that folded within this past year.
Yeah.
Was it Cardinal Milwaukee, Stritch,
right,
and Finlandia up in the UP? They closed their doors. When have you ever heard of a college going under before?
Mm-hmm.
And that's happening. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. What's going on?
It is. Well, a couple things are going on, but one of them is the people. I mean, the market isn't there, and people, you know.
But kids are going to college, aren't they? Are they not?
In the same
Really?
Volume when we went, Johnny. No, I don't. I shouldn't say that. I don't know what I'm talking about.
All right.
I just think that education, look, that's the key to anything. Happiness, wealth, it's all education, so we can't throttle back on that.
All right.
All right, we're going to be right back.
Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. A lot of different things going on. We got a text here. It says, don't worry about AI. There's no way it could replicate a Youper's voice. A Youper's voice. Okay, thank you very much.
One is I think it can, but I think AI is maybe a little bit above that. But yes, that's great.
Wasn't there a movie about this one time where something took over? Wasn't there something? And it's like, well, that'll never happen.
Yeah.
And now it's like almost coming true.
Yeah.
Todd, what movie am I thinking of?
I'm just thinking like, wasn't there some sort of space thing and computer thing from Twilight Zone or something like that?
Well, maybe like that.
Okay,
yeah.
Twilight Zone. Yeah, okay.
Hey, he was ahead of his game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Rod Sterling?
Awesome.
Way ahead of his game.
Yeah.
How'd you do on your plant-based diet there, Jim?
How many of those are gone?
Two.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
We had a guest.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm.
We had a guest.
Brought in four huge cinnamon muffins with whipped cream on top.
With like, and it's not even whipped cream. It's more like ice cream whipped cream. It's not like the fluffy whipped cream.
No.
It's heavy.
It's cream cheese. Yeah.
It's cream cheese.
Uh-huh. How's that working?
I hope those looks like they came from a plant.
Yeah. When are you planning on starting that new plant-based diet?
Well,
start date?
It moves because of events. It's because of events.
Okay.
Yeah. What else do you guys want to talk about?
We've got, besides that. Can't get a hold of my guy that I was going to have on.
We're going to have a sports guy on.
We're not connecting here right
but
now.
That's okay. There's plenty else to talk about here in Green Bay. And as you look at the news, we have some guests. We have a guest coming on Friday. I don't want to lose sight of the fact that as great as things are going, we have some challenges. We have someone coming on from the homeless shelter or a guest coming in from the homeless shelter on Friday. We have someone coming in today to talk to us, and I hope to get them as a guest just with the whole drugs and fentanyl. And I just don't, as entertaining as we want to be and educational as we try to be, I don't want to lose sight of the challenges we face here.
I would still love to talk to an undercover cop in this area. Was trying to infiltrate some of those groups that are bringing that stuff to the area.
There was just a big bust.
Because a lot of times they won't talk. A Space Odyssey. Yeah, 2001, A Space Odyssey. Thank you very much, Texter. Appreciate it. That's basically what it was. What was his name? What was the computer's name?
I don't know.
It had a name.
What are you talking about?
Was it Hal?
Maybe. In 2001, A Space Odyssey. That's from like the 1960s. Remember that?
I do.
It's like from 1969, maybe 1970.
Hal 9000.
Hal, there you go. There you go. Why didn't you know that?
Because I don't.
You're supposed to know these kinds of things.
I don't. So, Johnny, three arrested after thousands of fentanyl-laced pills found during Fond du Lac.
Yeah.
A Fond du Lac traffic. Fond du Lac. Oh. Don't you think when you think of Fond du Lac, you think, okay.
Fond du Lac's got some issues.
I guess.
Got some issues. Anything in the whole corridor, the 43 corridor. It's crazy. Although Fond du Lac could be more on 41 corridor, but there's a lot of drugs coming from Chicago and Milwaukee heading up this way. I told you that one day there were 9 cop cars on 43
right.
when they had to put the thing out, and then the people ran through the cornfields and they had to stick the dogs on them.
Yep. $32,000 worth of fentanyl-laced pills, 2 ounces of crack cocaine.
And I still don't understand.
This is in Fond du Lac.
I believe it. A lot of stuff happens in Fond du Lac. I mean, I like it. It's a great town, but there's a lot of stuff that happens. There's so much. That's why I want to talk to a cop, a local cop, who maybe works undercover, who deals with those kinds of things. I'd really like to know how bad it is around here. Because the media doesn't really know. I mean, I'd still like to do a drive-by with, or not drive-by, a ride along.
I forgot about
a drive-by.
That is true.
No question.
For our
there.
Listeners, a ride along is something that the sheriff's department or the police department can invite people to come and ride along. And
by the way, we got another text here. Hal 9000 is in the Robot Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
I did not know there was a Robot Hall of Fame.
Well, Hal's in it. I know that.
You know the other one? You know who's got to be in that Hall of Fame?
Robot Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Oh, R2-D2?
No.
What do you mean?
No.
I bet he's higher up than Hal.
Okay, can I give you a hint?
Robot.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
That's what I was going to say.
Absolutely. What was his name?
What was the show?
Lost in Space.
Was it Lost in Space?
Yeah, I loved that show. Danger, Will Robinson. Oh, shut up, you ninny. Remember that guy? Don't you remember that?
He was a little interesting, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Model B9.
But did he have a name?
Robot is a friend. Apparently just Robot. I don't know.
That's why we need AI. Every TV show like back then had like this one hottie. It was just there for no reason other than a little bit of eye candy.
Right.
Yeah. Remember the one daughter? Todd with the blonde hair?
Yep.
She's like from Copenhagen or someplace like that. Yeah. I think her and the professor, they used to go look for her contaminated rocks. They had a little more going on than that.
Why did you say Copenhagen?
That's where she's from. She was, let me tell you something about her. She was born during World War II and went through all kinds of stuff. And then like her dad was a GI and her mom was like a Dutch resistance person. Mm-hmm. And they got married. Yeah.
And what's the name of the movie?
Lost in Space.
Well, Lost in Space is
TV
a series.
Show, right?
TV show.
It's a series.
But 1967 through 1970.
Okay. Hey, you know what I watch? I don't sleep at night, right?
Right.
I mean, I told you even this morning, and they had that breaking news. Lester Holt was in Israel and Netanyahu, who I told you.
You met him, right?
I met that guy.
Did you give him a pen?
You know, I probably did.
I bet you did.
No, you know what? I went there.
I'm the mayor of Green Bay.
I brought a gift.
All right.
I had a gift. And then I brought
it. You're going to love it. It's a pen. It's my name on it.
It's a Danish Kringle.
You're going to love this.
Anyway, yes, I did meet him.
Okay.
I met him. But have you ever watched the show Becker?
Yes. Ted
that
Danson?
That is funny.
Is that Ted Danson?
That's on it like, no, that's on earlier. That's on like at 9. Is that one of the?
Is it still on, or are you just watching all reruns now? I think it's all reruns, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, no, that thing ended, I think, in 86.
Okay, that's what I mean. Becker, but wasn't it Ted Danson?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
Oh, that's great. He was great. I love
him. I need that escape stuff. Like, I don't, you know.
You want to know a show I started watching in like reruns and everything? And it's like, this was a pretty good show. Suits. And it was best known because it's Meghan Markle. It's one of the co-hosts or co-stars. Have you seen it, Todd?
I saw a little bit of it. Somebody else told me the other day they just got turned on to it.
That's a good show. That's
funny?
A really good show. Yeah, very funny, but very well written.
Yeah.
Tremendously well written.
And that was before AI.
Yeah. Yeah, way before AI.
No, I comedy.
She's, I don't know. Why do people, I read his book, The Princes.
Yeah.
Prince, is it William? No.
Harry.
Prince Harry. And it's the media over there. Is so bad.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they tap their phones and try to put hidden cameras on their property and use drones, and it's just unbelievable. And then the lies are just terrible.
But they've been clipped a couple times, right? Didn't Harry win some money?
He's still in play, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 You're right. I mean, that's so sensational over there.
Unbelievable.
Just, I mean, yeah, I think we go a little far here, but they're crazy over there.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
the media really is over there.
So I think here, I'll take what we have here.
But here's the deal, though. It's like when somebody fights back, oh, you're a terrible person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, come on. I mean, shouldn't somebody be allowed to fight back against something like that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, no question.
Well, that happens. I mean, right? We kind of fought back with the... Fox News, they got clipped pretty good.
Yeah, they did. You're right.
So, I mean,
is Bill O'Reilly still around?
Now, that's a weird dude.
Okay. You've met him too, right?
I have not.
Oh,
no,
I thought you
I'm
did.
Okay with that. No,
all right.
That I would not stand. No.
Have you seen the movie called The Morning Show? Have you seen that, Todd?
That's a TV show, isn't it?
No, it's a TV show.
Yeah, it's a series.
Yeah. Jed, have you seen that, The Morning Show? Jennifer Aniston?
I'm sorry.
No, okay. Wow. Thanks a lot.
He's so polite.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We don't do polite in this
studio. Hang around here a little bit more.
You have no place in radio. Who do you think you are coming here and being polite? Unbelievable. But it's really great in a way that they have people portraying all those people for Fox. I mean, somebody portrays Bill O'Reilly. Oh. Somebody portrays Sean Hannity. Somebody portrays so-and-so. And they look just like him. It's scary how much they look like him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
Is it a parody? What is it?
It's a movie. I'm sorry, Chad. It was a movie.
It's a TV show. There's three seasons of it.
Okay, but what's the movie I'm thinking of then? It was Nicole Kidman, Sharon Theron. What's her name?
Charlene
Theron.
Theron.
And somebody else. Oh, Margot Robbie. And it was about when they did the lawsuit against Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
Bombshell?
No. Bombshell. That's it.
Yeah.
You've got to watch this movie. Do you rent movies?
I do not.
Why? Do you have like on-demand movies?
Yeah.
Well, why don't watch Bombshell?
I don't. I fall asleep. I don't watch. But I did watch. No,
Chad, have you seen Bombshell?
I have not.
I'm asking Jed. I know you're
sorry. He's sorry. He's sorry. He didn't.
I'm very sorry.
All right, fine. He's like the nicest person to ever walk into a producer's booth in the history of radio.
I don't.
In the history of radio, there's nobody been more polite than Jed.
And Jed, I don't know. You may not last. I know you're new. You've only been here a couple days, but
we'll see.
We'll see.
We get this. Bill O'Reilly does an internet news show from his basement.
Oh, that's what he's doing now?
What about Sean Hannity? Is he still around?
Oh, yeah. Sean Hannity, yeah.
I thought he was off the air.
No.
No, not Sean Hannity. The other one. He used to wear a bow tie. Tucker. Tucker Carlson.
Oh, no, he's got his own thing going.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
He's got an internet show from his basement.
Of course, that's all you have to do is just have the equipment. Yeah. We could do an internet show from your basement.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
We have the equipment here. I mean, so.
Great. Jeff, do you do a podcast at all?
No, I don't.
All right, that's it for Jet. Yeah. That's it. We're good. Turn his mic off.
Who apologizes three times before 8 a.m.?
No,
dude,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
By the way, so I haven't been to your house, although we did a drive-by the other day.
Yeah.
Okay. If I ever leave here, I want to live upstairs of your garage.
Yeah.
Because I've always wanted an apartment above a garage since Happy Days. Fondies. Wasn't that the coolest apartment ever?
That's not illegal though in the city. That's not legal in the city to have another dwelling unit.
I won't tell anybody. Tuesday, happy day. He had the greatest place ever. Greatest place of all time.
He did.
Why can't I fix up a little place like that above your garage? You won't even know I'm there.
Knowing that you could be there.
You wouldn't even know.
I don't sleep now.
Just give me a key to your back door, and I need something, I'll just come in. You won't even know I've been there.
So the apartment was cool, but part of the reason why the apartment was cool was that Fonzie was cool, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So having you above a garage may not have the same,
the same,
Jeff, what's your opinion on that?
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
All right. No, it's enough with Jet.
You have a nice place, Johnny. John lives downtown.
Part-time.
And he right here in City Deck Landing, there's 78 apartments, and you've got one of the studios, but they have one bedroom, two bedroom. I think they have a couple three bedrooms, don't they?
Here? Yeah, it's awesome. It's very cool.
This is good living.
Great
down
place
here.
To be. Yeah. Like I said, a little loud at night with the cars with no mufflers type thing.
Yep.
Or mufflers that are just specifically designed to be louder.
Well, we're going
to
get... If we don't get the chief on, we are going to get an enforcement. Of course, all police have enforcement authority, but I think they have a traffic unit here in Green Bay.
Okay.
And I want to get the head of the traffic unit because that is their focus. It's, you know, we have the drug task force,
right,
and then you got 200 people that are just for public
safety.
Because
you're big about noise pollution, right?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I think that's, the ordinances are on the books, but they're not enforced.
Yeah.
And I think... Then why have them? Well, we have them on there for a reason. And I think noise pollution...
How do you test noise?
There are noise readers, meters, whatever they're called, with decibels, and I think it's six or eight.
Yeah, like meters, you know.
Really? Okay.
We bought
some. Get one of those.
Some.
Let's go experiment on the street.
We should see if we can grab one from a police officer or the police department.
Stop some guy.
And then also, do we have...
Johnny, they might not be nice, though.
Who won't be nice?
You stop a motorcycle guy and you...
Well, we're not going to stop. We just want to see what it is. But also, I'd like to get a what you would call it?
Speed thing?
Speed gun.
Yeah.
Just to see how fast, because I bet they're over 100 on the bridge that night.
That'd be pretty fast.
Yeah. Oh, it is. You can't believe it. They go. Yeah.
I know when we Mason Street, now this bridge is a lot narrower than Mason Street, but we did a, Jimmy Arts did that. He did Mason Street, and the speed limit was 35, and he came to my office, and the average speed was like 63.
Oh, absolutely.
It wasn't even, I said, are you kidding? It wasn't even close, Johnny. I mean, it wasn't like 42 or 40. It was in the
double.
60s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was double. He goes, our average speed. I'm like, man, we got to go make some money.
Oh, I'm telling you, you can't believe what it's like down here some nights on Saturday night, a nice Saturday night.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And I think there's...
WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, 98.3 FM, and 1100 AM on WISS, coming your way from Oshkosh. Got a text here, says my iPhone came with a sound level app.
Now that's cool.
That's interesting.
I got another text that said, hate.
You guys.
No. Okay. This is no. I wouldn't read it.
Right.
I haven't read those. Obnoxious, loud cars and motorcycles, right with you on this.
Yeah.
So, I agree. We're going to work on that. When we get the chief on here or the traffic unit, we're going to talk to them about what are we doing as a community to enforce, because we don't need another law. We have plenty of laws, but we have to enforce it. And that if this guy's got something on his phone, that would be interesting to see, because I think, I don't know, sound meters, but whatever the decibel thing is, Johnny, we have to, if it's over that, we can just call it in and do our own little study on that.
Cowboy Dave, bring it on down one day. That would be great. That's our man, Cowboy Dave. By the way, this segment is brought to one of our brand new sponsors, which is just phenomenal.
Love these
Midwest
guys.
Restoration. These are the people, if you have a fire in your home or there's water damage or whatever, mold damage, these are the people to call. Midwest Restoration. They have so many different ways that they can help you. It's unbelievable. They'll be there in an hour or less. Doesn't matter what time it is. Could be 3 a.m. Doesn't matter. They will be there. They are on call 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You know, there's nothing worse. I don't know if you've ever had it in a basement. I personally, thank goodness, knock on wood, I never had it. Right. But I've helped out other people whose basements were flooded. Ooh. And when they were carpeted. Oh,
that backup. Yeah, I've heard
it's
that.
Terrible.
No, I don't know. That's really nice. You're a good friend to go over there. I may have come up with an excuse, but okay.
Anyway, they provide full restoration services from board up to rebuilding. By board up, it means like if you do have a fire and they had to knock out some of the windows, they will come there and they will put that plywood over those windows. I've always thought about that. Who has, if something happens like that, who has some big sheets of plywood laying around?
Right.
You know, Midwest Restoration does. And I'll tell you what, they will help people so in so many different ways. And I thought it was just phenomenal last week when we had Ryan on, and he was talking about the different calls they've gotten on because of fires and the different things, the lithium batteries that cause so many fires, the dust in your bathroom fans that cause fires. I mean, that's incredible, isn't it, when you think about it?
And he talked about preventive maintenance, things you can do. And, of course, he talked about candles, and that's kind of obvious, and the stove, turn it off. Don't leave the kitchen if the stove is on.
Period. Well, he also said people cleaning their stoves. I didn't quite get that part. How does cleaning your stove cause a fire possibly?
I think, again, you know, we kind of both glossed over that because I don't think either
of us. We could call your cleaner, Jim, and see what she says.
Neither one of us has ever cleaned a stove oven.
Don't know how they do it.
I think what you do is there's a cleaning setting for most, and you basically turn it on, and it gets really hot inside, so stuff kind of burns off.
Burns itself off.
But if you do that while you're gone, fires can start in the oven and stuff like that.
Don't they spray stuff in there too?
That's right. Oven cleaner. I thought that's, No?
That's pretty toxic stuff.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm with Todd. See, that's why you guys pick on me for hiring people, but they're experts. That's why I do it.
Well, Midwest Restoration will come over and clean your oven. if that's what you're trying to get. I don't want to give people the wrong idea.
No, this is my point.
Had
I cleaned it, I might have to use Midwest Restoration.
But got it.
The fact that I hire experts. Then I don't have to
got
have
it.
A fire.
Understood.
Okay. So that's right. I thought he was kind of teasing me a little bit about it.
All right. If you want to get a hold of the folks at Midwest Restoration, go 920 Midwest. That's 920 Midwest.
And I want to forget about their coat campaign they have going on too, right, Johnny?
Coats for Kids campaign like coming up.
150 locations, and just go to their website and you can drop off gently used coats or you can go buy a coat. And we're heading into that time of season where kids need coats and mittens. So drop that off. We have a box right here at WGBW.
And I don't know if they're hiring or not, Midwest, but I'm pretty sure in order to get hired there, you got to be unbelievably well built.
Yeah.
I got a picture on my Facebook of Coin. Wow. I don't mean to be whatever, but holy gaz.
3 a.m. if you're climbing up a ladder, putting up plywood. I mean,
you probably got to be in pretty good shape.
Right.
Yes. But, and Ryan, same thing.
But nobody's going to be as good a shape as those guys.
No.
I mean, those guys are like.
What if you and I tried to get that way? You think we could do it?
I think we're over. I don't know. Although I read stuff once in a while about people. We have a lady coming on here. Get this, Johnny. She's a power lifter, like Zlasky.
Okay.
I don't know if Zlasky's a power lifter.
I think he does a little bit of everything.
But she was telling me yesterday, or what were they called? Deadlift? What's that called?
Like, deadlift, yeah.
And then that's it. I don't know, a gazillion pounds, and then bench press is this and that. She was in a car accident, which kind of alerted her that I got to get in, her doctor said to get in good shape. She started working out when she was 45.
All right.
Started.
Yeah.
Her mom is in CrossFit, which is, that's a little more intense.
I did that for a month.
Johnny,
it's ridiculous.
Johnny, her mom's like going to be 80 in this fall.
And she's doing CrossFit?
Yep.
Oh my God. That's incredible. You ever done a burpee?
Yeah. When I was a little kid on my mom's shoulder.
But you've never done a real burpee, have you?
Were
you in CrossFit for a while?
No, I wasn't in CrossFit.
Okay.
I like going to Western. So
okay.
That's
and they got burpees there?
No, they had that training that you could sign up for.
Okay. CrossFit type of training?
Yes, CrossFit type of training.
All right.
You go to the gym with the medicine balls and
hold
all that.
How long did that last?
It was a contest, and you did your assessment.
Yeah.
Push-ups, sit-ups, bench press, steps and all that. And then
how many push-ups you do?
I don't really remember that. I want to talk about the program.
Okay.
The program, it was called Executive Fitness.
Just can't remember. So
yeah, just.
I'll look it up.
Executive Fitness.
I'll check
and
AI.
They got executives to do that. And then I think it was a 6-week program, maybe 8 weeks.
All right.
And then you'd go to these classes and work out. And then they had a little party after. And I you're not going to believe me, but I was in the top 10 for achievement.
Really?
I was. I'm not kidding you guys. I took a picture of the screen when they put my name up there.
I would like to know. The only thing, I'd like to know who else was in the class before I congratulate you on that. I got to be honest with you. I mean, come on.
And
if
there
it's
were
all,
more than,
if
first
it's all
of all,
politicians, I can think of a few politicians you should easily leave
was,
in your dust.
There was more than 10 people, but I was in the top 10. I just want to say there was more than 10. And we had to go to nutrition classes. And you got points if you like went from garlic salt to like just garlic, because there's no salt, right?
All right.
And they taught you had to go on a little shopping trip with the lady. And she's like, okay, stay on the perimeter of the store. Don't go down these middle aisles because nothing good is in there. Just stay with the veggies.
I never thought of that.
Oh, yeah, don't go down the aisle.
I never thought of that. You're right.
All stay to the right.
Stuff that tastes really good is in the middle of the store.
Wow. Don't go down there.
Yeah, you're right. It's all like dairy and stuff and vegetables on the sides.
Yeah.
I never knew that. I never thought of that.
Fruits, veggies.
Is every store like that? Pretty much?
Think about it.
I know, right?
Yep.
So you had to do that. What else did we
I have? Never thought of that in my life.
We had a couple field trips. Anyway, I'm not kidding you guys. I was like probably 9 or 8, but I was in the top 10.
And congratulations.
And it was, yeah. But I'd like to get back into that. I was telling you this morning when we first started, my wife thinks I need a counselor to get me back into that mindset, because that's a wonderful place to be.
I'll do that for you.
Reasonable rates,
me and Jet will do that for you.
Jet Pizza.
You got the mean guy in me and the really nice guy in Jet.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we're out of time. Thanks for being here today, folks. Back in tomorrow morning. We'll try to do better. See ya.